This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980. Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, and Cliff Kingsbury all spoke yesterday. I have noticed something a little odd on social media. And I understand the premise of these conversations, Max, I do. It doesn't make it less weird. We saw that picture of Jaden Daniels from OTAs last week, or I don't know if it was OTAs in specific, but it was a workout at the team facilities wearing the yellow jersey. He looked jacked. Like, whoa, hold those arms. A lot bigger. He's put on a little bit of weight. Everybody wanted him to bulk up. It looks like he's bulking up. That was cool. That was fine. It was one picture. It was very clear.
Mm-hmm.
He is jacked. It is now officially weird, and it is going to be weird, and it's going to get weirder when every time we see a new picture of Jaden Daniels, people are going to comment on how much he's bulking up, what his arms look like. It is going to get weird, and it might get borderline uncomfortable. I don't like the social media people coming to, actually, it looks like he's gained 7 pounds. Like, I'm good. I don't need you to get on his scale for him. I don't need any of that. So here's Jaden Daniels yesterday speaking about his plans for getting bigger.
I was just in the weight room, just working out. You're always trying to improve in different areas, but yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Just let the people talk about it.
And he is weirded out by it too. Not used to, and he shouldn't be used to, doesn't want to get used to having pictures of him basically be like, not psychoanalyzed, but physioanalyzed. Like, it's very, very weird. Again, that first one made sense because we hadn't seen him for a couple of months. You know, we went to Paris. He's just enjoying the offseason. And when we did see him, we saw him at a women's basketball game supporting Juju Watkins, and he is, you know, sleeves on, right? Can't see his arms, sleeves on. At that point, it was March, kind of cold. He got a jacket on, whatever, right? Just normal March attire. But then you start to see the pictures where you can see his arms and everyone's getting deep into it about like, oh, look at how much bigger he is and all these things. It's very weird. I don't need an entire offseason of constantly being barraged with photos of my quarterback being like, look at how much bigger he is. Pause. Full pause. As in like, don't do it anymore kind of a pause. It just... it's very, very weird. And I understand, like, it's off season. You need things to talk about, especially on social media. That is like peak off season content. How much bigger is Jaden Daniels? But it is weird. It's very, very weird. He said some more, it looks like, about that. So I want to get to, I'll play 7 here. Max, this is Jaden Daniels on if he had planned to bulk up this off season.
Nah, I was just working out. It wasn't like I need to eat this amount of much. No, it was just go out there, have a plan, and, you know, naturally just put on weight.
It's funny what happens when you get an entire offseason under an NFL system. You know, in college, you're in control. You're controlled in a lot of instances in college. You know, the coach decides and your coaches decide what you eat, when you eat it, all these sorts of things. When you go to class, if you go to class, depending on who you are. And certain whatever programs, most of these guys are taking online classes. There's a lot of different things, a lot of different decisions that go in. But when your entire job is to do the workouts, the eating, getting better at the playbook, getting better on the VR, all the things that Jaden Daniels, I'm sure, spent a lot of time doing, you will naturally get a little bigger. Here's the thing that he talked about that I think is actually the biggest deal of the things that he talked about. This is Jaden Daniels on Terry McLaurin's contract situation. Terry was not at OTAs yesterday. The contract situation is believed to be the reason for that. Here's Jaden Daniels on Terry's contract.
Me and Terry got a good relationship outside of football, so, you know, obviously he got to handle what he has to handle, and, you know, but that doesn't change anything. The fact that, you know, he's a part of our brotherhood. You know, we know Terry's working and everything, so we got to get better, and he knows he got to get better each and every day.
I am not worried about Terry McLaurin's contract situation at all, for the simple reason is that we have done this song and dance before. When you have seen the movie once, you already know how it's going to end. We've seen this movie before. Terry McLaurin wanted and deserved a new contract years ago, got a new contract, did this where he wasn't at OTAs. No holdout. He was not a holdout. You don't hold out of OTAs. That's not how OTAs work. They are voluntary. That's why I didn't do a whole spiel today on Marshon Lattimore and Laremy Tunsil and Terry not being there. I would like them to be there, but it's not required for them to be there. It is voluntary. It would be better, I think, if guys like a Marshon Lattimore, who did not end the season on the greatest note, or a guy like a Laremy Tunsil, who has rumored to have maybe some leadership shortcomings, it would be nice if they showed up to OTAs, but it's not a big deal if they don't. Not required. There are things that happen at our job here that are not required that we don't go to. Happens all the time. Been to one all-hands meeting in my 4 years of this company. It's probably the only one I'm going to go to. Not required. Hey, we want you to be here. Not going to be here, right? So I'm not mad at that. But with Terry, we have seen this before in that same thing happened years ago. And what came out of it? He got a contract.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When he got a contract, he spoke about how much he loved it here, and then he went on to have two decent years, and then one really, really good year when he finally got a quarterback. I don't anticipate that is going to change at all. Once Terry gets his money, he is going to be here, he's going to show up, and then him and Jaden hopefully are going to eat top some of the things that they did last year. And what they did last year was some of the best success that a Washington wide receiver has had in franchise history here. So I am not worried about Terry McLaurin, and I do like it when a guy like Jaden Daniels, who, whether he views himself as like this big, massive leader or not, knowing that he is, when he gets to a microphone and understanding that they are going to rather lift Terry McLaurin up, say he needs to handle what he's going to handle, we still love him, he's still part of the brotherhood, we know he's working hard. I think the "we know he's working hard" was a really crucial part to this conversation, to this sentence here by Jaden Daniels, because it effectively said we know that he is not just slacking. It's not like he's just on vacation. You know, Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be in OTAs last year. He went out of the country. Terry's not doing that. He's not in Egypt hanging out. He's still putting work in. He just is not around the team right now as the agent and the team work on the contract and get those things situated. And now it's just a question of what is that number going to be. I happen to think it's going to be at least 31. If DK Metcalf got 30.5, I think Terry McLaurin is going to get at least 31. If Ayuk got 30, McLaurin should get more than Ayuk. That's just the nature of what this position is. That's the nature of how contracts work in the NFL. One guy got X, I got to get Y. And it needs to be bigger, and it needs to be a little bit better. I need to maybe a no-trade clause in there in some capacity. I happen to believe that if Terry McLaurin wants to be, Terry McLaurin should be a Commander lifer. I don't think there should be a need to move on from him unless that contract is just heavily, heavily screwed on the back end. But I trust the dorks in the front office. Dorks said, with a sign of respect, but if you got a bunch of Ivy Leaguers in there, you're going to flex these Ivy Leaguers. I'm going to call them dorks. I think the dorks in the front office, is that if they get that money right and make sure it is a team-friendly as the years progress, I think it'll be fine. And by the way, team-friendly doesn't mean pay cut in this instance. Team-friendly just means it is a contract that benefits the team as the contract goes on, the same way that it could benefit the player. If winning is the goal here, team-friendly contracts are going to be very, very essential throughout the years to make that happen. Still getting guys paid what they are deserved, just making it easier for the team to pay you what you deserve and to pay other people what they deserve to help you win and get this franchise back to glory. And then you and me and all of us can be celebrating on Independence Avenue. All right, that's it for me today. Chris Russell coming up next. I'm back with you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Excited for that show. We're going to have Rick Kamla on the program. Ben Standing will be on the program as well. You don't want to miss it. I'll see you at 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Chris Russell next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.